The International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lessons Series for November 12, 2017, is from the Book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 27 through 37. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 27 through 37. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will plant the kingdoms of Israel and Judah with the offspring of people and of animals. Just as I watched over them to uproot and tear down, and to overthrow, destroy, and bring disaster, so I will watch over them to build and to plant, declares the Lord. In those days, people will no longer say, the parents have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. Instead, everyone will die for their own sin. Whoever eats sour grapes, their own teeth will be set on edge. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. This is what the Lord says. He who appoints the sun to shine by day, who decrees the moon and stars to shine by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar, the Lord Almighty is his name. Only if these decrees vanish from my sight, declares the Lord, will Israel ever cease being a nation before me. This is what the Lord says. Only if the heavens above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth below be searched out, will I reject all the descendants of Israel because of all they have done, declares the Lord. May the Lord bless this reading of His Holy Word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lessons Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 27 through 37, New International Version, November 12, 2017. Some may study fewer verses. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Jeremiah 31, 27. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will plant the kingdoms of Israel and Judah with the offspring of people and of animals. To encourage the nation of Israel while in exile, Ezekiel prophesied after the fall of Jerusalem that the Lord would return His people to their land and grant them an abundance of crops and other provisions. See the former International Bible Lesson Commentary and Lesson on Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 22 through 32. Jeremiah prophesied the same message of hope to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Someday, both the kingdom of Israel, the 10 lost tribes of the northern kingdom, and the kingdom of Judah, the tribes of Benjamin and Judah, would be reunited both the people and the animals of the land, into one kingdom again. Though the Judeans return to Jerusalem after 70 years of exile, this promise will not be completely fulfilled until after the Messiah Jesus returns as he promised. Jeremiah 31:28. Just as I watched over them to uproot and tear down, and to overthrow, destroy, and bring disaster, so I will watch over them to build and to plant, declares the Lord. God watched over his people as he brought judgment upon them for their unrepentant idolatry and immorality. God prevented their suffering from being worse than it could have been, and he prevented their total destruction and death of all those in Judea. God watched over them to preserve a remnant of people, and from this remnant, God would again watch over them to build and to plant. God did this in a substantial way after the Jews completed their exile in Babylon, but this prophecy has not yet been fully fulfilled. In some sense, we know that God will achieve this plan because a remnant did return from exile in Babylon and rebuilt their city and a second temple. Jeremiah 31:29. In those days, people will no longer say, "The parents have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge." In his message of comfort and hope, the Lord wanted Jeremiah to emphasize individual responsibility and accountability. The Judeans, who went into exile, could not blame their parents and the sins of their parents for their punishment from the Lord, and their exile in Babylon. In the future, especially in the coming days of the Messiah, if the parents have done wrong, they will be held responsible for their actions. Though children often suffer from the neglect and irresponsibility of their parents, their suffering is not the result of God punishing them for their parents' sins. Jeremiah 31:30. Instead, everyone will die for their own sin. Whoever eats sour grapes, their own teeth will be set on edge. Before and after the Messiah came, God punished individuals for their own sins, but some thought that God punished children for their parents' sins. For example, the disciples of Jesus wanted to know why a man was born blind. See John chapter 9, verse 2. When the Judeans were sent into exile, their children suffered their same fate, which was God's discipline of a rebellious people. The earned wages or the result of sin is death for every individual who sins. Therefore, God will not punish a child for their parents' sins. See Romans chapter 6, verse 23. God will not punish a victim that someone has sinned against. God will not punish an innocent person because they have been violated by a sinner. God will only punish the sinner. However, a parent's sins can bring unjust suffering to a child, and God will give the child justice when he disciplines the parents. God will give justice to those who are the victims of the sins of others, but that justice may not be seen in this life on earth. Jeremiah 31:31. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. Because the house of Israel and Judah, all 12 tribes of Israel, had broken the covenant God had made with them, God declared through Jeremiah that he would make a new covenant or agreement with them. God would make the new covenant when he sent the Messiah, who would make the new covenant in his blood. Jeremiah 31:32. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors, when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant. though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. God made the old covenant with Israel when he established the Passover feast, saved them from the destroying angel and slavery in Egypt, and when God gave Moses the Ten Commandments and the sacrificial system on the Mount of God. God treated them as a father would treat his children, and as a husband would treat his bride when he makes a marriage covenant. However, because of her sins and idolatry, like an unfaithful wife, Israel broke the covenant that God had made. Israel became like a rebellious child and a rebellious bride. Jeremiah 31:33. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. The new covenant would contain the same moral law, the same law of love, the same Ten Commandments, the same commands to love God and your neighbor that God revealed in the old covenant. However, rather than being written on stone and read and obeyed as an external law, as in the old covenant, under the new covenant, God would write his law, the law of love, internally upon the heart and mind of his people. He would remain their God, and they would remain his people. Under the new covenant, God's people would do the will of God and obey his laws from an inner motivation and recognition of their rightness for everyone. Instead of the selfish and self-centeredness that the old covenant could not overcome, under the new covenant, true love for God and others would be their motive for obeying God's law. God would renew a right spirit within them and send the Holy Spirit to live within them to guide them in the right application of his laws in every situation. The Holy Spirit would fill them with the love of God and guide them to love rightly in all their relationships with God and others. The external law, written on stone, could never achieve these goals, but Jesus the Messiah could achieve them in the lives of his followers after his death and resurrection that created the new covenant. Jesus makes this new covenant with all who believe in him. Jeremiah 31:34. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Jeremiah prophesied that a day would come when the evangelist would no longer be necessary, for everyone would know the Lord, whether they were rich or poor, young or old, educated or uneducated, Jew or Gentile. There would come a time when God would forgive his people for all their sins and choose not to remember their sins. Their past sins would never come between him and his people. They would never sin against God again, and he would forget their sinful past. Jeremiah 31:35. This is what the Lord says. He who appoints the sun to shine by day, and who decrees the moon and stars to shine by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar, the Lord Almighty is his name. Through Jeremiah, God promised a new covenant, and the Messiah Jesus came and established the new covenant as God promised. Those who follow the Messiah do not break God's new covenant, because God's work of grace within them helps them substantially obey God in this life, with a process the Bible calls sanctification. When the Messiah returns, those who have been sanctified will be visibly glorified on earth and in heaven. God promised that this would be as certain as the fixed order of the created universe. Jeremiah 31:36. Only if these decrees vanish from my sight, declares the Lord, will Israel ever cease from being a nation before me. The nation of Israel formally ceased to exist in 70 AD, when the Romans destroyed the temple in Jerusalem, the sacrificial system of the Old Covenant, and the city of Jerusalem. However, by that time, some of the offspring of Israel and some Gentiles had united under the lordship of the Messiah in the New Covenant, and had formed the kingdom of God on earth, which continues even today as the church. The nation of Israel was reestablished as a nation in 1948, and as Paul taught in his letter to the Romans, God still has a plan to fulfill within the nation of Israel. See Romans chapters 9 through 11. No matter what happens in history, in the plan of God, Israel will never cease to be a nation. Jeremiah 31:37. This is what the Lord says. Only if the heavens above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth below be searched out, will I reject all the descendants of Israel because of all they have done, declares the Lord. God has never rejected all the offspring of Israel. God did not reject them because of all they have done. God established a new covenant through the Messiah and established the kingdom of God on earth with his followers that will be apparent to all when Jesus Messiah returns as God promised. God intended these words of Jeremiah to encourage his people and give them hope, not only right before they went into exile in Babylon, but throughout the subsequent generations until the Messiah Jesus came, and until he comes again as he promised. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What kind of an effect can the sins of the parents have on their children? 2. What did God mean when he told Jeremiah, "All shall die for their own sins"? 3. Who did God say that he would make his new covenant with? Why is that important? Where can we learn the most about the new covenant? 4. What did God say that the Israelites had done with the old covenant? 5. What did God say that he would do in the new covenant? International Bible Lesson, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. How God Forgives and Forgets Our Sins. Jeremiah 31:34. No longer will they teach their neighbor, or say to one another, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness, and will remember their sins no more. Jeremiah foretold the time that began when the Lord established a new covenant by sending Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, into the world. Unlike the old covenant, in the new covenant, Jesus revealed the grace and truth of God. See John chapter 1, verses 14 through 17. Toward the end of his ministry, Jesus told his disciples, "If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on you do know him and have seen him." John chapter 14, verse 7. When Philip replied that they wanted to see God the Father, and that would be enough for them, Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you for such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" John chapter 14, verse 9. The Gospels and the book of Acts show how people from the least to the greatest can know God through the disciples' teachings about Jesus. But not everyone in the world knows the Lord yet. When God made the new covenant, Jesus died, rose from the dead, and descended into heaven to sit at God's right hand. By doing so, he made possible God's just forgiveness of all who would believe in him. See John 3:16. The letter to the Hebrews teaches that Jesus is the high priest in heaven. Therefore, believers in him have assurance that God will forgive and forget their sins, as Jeremiah prophesied. See Hebrews chapter 8. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2017 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.